my side of town is going to, what, I mean, is there, well, what is your dad used to,
No, they didn't talk about things like that in front of us either.
Oh, they didn't?
No, we were not allowed to talk about things like that when we were little.
Wow.
We just didn't know about things like that. Mm-hmm. We just didn't. They just didn't let us. We just didn't know about things like that back then when we were tiny, when we were on the farm.
Yeah, yeah.
We didn't know. We just, and we were never allowed to see anything like that or anything. You know, it's just people that out in the country and old-fashioned people and things like that, they just don't, you just...
Is there a name for like a male horse?
Mare. Mare is the female. And the male is the stirrup.
Oh, okay. That's great, you know, you have different names to go for.
And the little things are the coats.
Mm-hmm.
The little bitty ones are the coats.
Okay. What is it they used to put on the bottom of their feet?
Spurs.
Uh-huh. On the bottom of the...
Shoes.
Okay.
Spurs. Cat bars wear spurs now.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And then... So
a buckle, and there's the little spurs back here, you know, and that's what they hit the horses in the side that makes them go.
It's like first gear. What is it they used to put on the bottom of the feet of the horses?
Horse shoes.
Did your father play that game that they played with?
Yeah, we did. Uh-huh. We did. We children did.
Really?
I don't remember my daddy ever doing that, but we did.
I tried it once and
I never did make one of those things go around that pole.
Mm-hmm. What part of the horse's foot would you put the horseshoes on?
On the front part, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The front part. It's just a round horseshoe like thing. And it's put on like this is the foot and it's this part.
What do they put the nails into? What part is it?
Well, this hole's sticking around.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that, I guess that goes in the hoof part of the horse.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't hurt. It would have to go in the hoof. It would have to go in the hoof. You would have to know, you would really have to know what you was doing to shoe a horse or mule.
Yeah.
Because it would go into the flesh, I guess it just fit, to fit that, and of course there's holes in that thing, you know, because it's metal.
Yeah. Did you ever have anybody had sheep?
Yeah, but not too much. Not when I was young, I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't ever have sheep down. Now, there were just a few goats, but not too many. I don't know too much about goats.
Was there a name for male and female sheep?
Lamb.
Mm-hmm.
And the, no, just lamb is what I... It's all that... Well, that's a... That's a small.
That's like
a lamb is a little.
Yeah, yeah.
Is a little.
But there weren't names for a
sheep. I can't think if there was right now. Of course, the goat's a bitty goat and a nanny goat. But the sheep. I can't remember.
Did they ever call somebody a ram?
Yeah, that was the male.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And the sheep, the female was, I don't know whether the female had a name or not. I can't remember.
What is
it? You? Now that's the baby.
What is?
The ewe.
Oh,
it's the baby sheep.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
And then the male
was? The ram.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Well, what the mother was, I don't know. I don't know what that's. I guess it was just female sheep. I don't know what they named. I really don't.
Well, Okay. What the, what do people use to raise sheep for?
For the wool,
mm-hmm.
to make the clothing.
They ever eat them?
Yes. You buy lamb. Lamb's very.
What
is it? A leg of lamb. I bet your mother buys lamb. Lamb chops.
Oh, yeah.
Leg of lamb. Oh, leg of lamb. That's just one of the most delicious roast.
Mm-hmm. You know, we were talking about hogs yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a name for a male hog that's been altered? They do something to them?
I don't know.